with SRN News. I'm Jason Weicker. Suddenly, the war in the Middle East seems a little closer to home, with American casualties reported. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The White House says the three American service members were killed in the drone strike, which took place in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. More than two dozen military personnel were also injured. President Biden called it a despicable and wholly unjust attack and says the U.S. will hold those responsible to account. These are the first U.S. fatalities in months of strikes against Iranian-backed militias, which have been attacking U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. There are some 3,000 U.S. forces stationed in Jordan, which is used as a staging base. One Jordanian official said the attack actually occurred on the Syrian side of the border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, two top White House advisors heading to the Biden reelection campaign. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As the 2024 race heats up, the president is dispatching two of his senior advisors, Mike Donilon and Jen O'Malley Dillon, to his campaign headquarters in Delaware. The moves come after several Democrats, including former President Barack Obama, have questioned Biden's reelection strategy and encouraged him to shift people and decision-making from the White House to his headquarters in Wilmington. Greg Clugston reporting.
Donald Trump has been praising Texas Governor Greg Abbott for defying the Biden administration over immigration. Texas restricting U.S. Border Patrol entry to remove razor wire in a popular corridor for migrants illegally entering the United States. Former president says Texas should be given full support in its measures. This is SRN News. Some troubling numbers from the Southern Baptist Convention.
According to Lifeway Research, 43% of SBC churches performed no baptisms in 2022, the last year for which all the data is in. Another 34% reported performing between one and five baptisms. Overall, SBC baptisms nationwide are down, but they have rebounded substantially from the sharp decline that was seen during the pandemic. In fact, baptism in the denomination has been declining since 1999. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Ohio suing after its pastor was charged with violating city ordinances when he opened up the sanctuary around the clock for homeless people. Police have filed 18 charges against Pastor Chris Avell. They allege the rented church building in the city of Bryan is violating a number of zoning ordinances. This is SRN News. Utility regulators in New Jersey have given preliminary approval to two new wind farms off the state's coast.
And both wind farms would be considerably farther offshore than earlier projects that drew opposition from beachgoers who didn't want to see the wind turbines on the horizon. The State Board of Public Utilities chose Leading Light Wind to be built 40 miles off Long Beach Island and Attentive Energy, which would be 42 miles off Seaside Heights. The projects replaced two wind farm proposals scrapped last fall by Danish developer Ørsted. New Jersey now has three wind farm projects on the books. John Scott reporting.
USA Hockey mandating neck laceration protection for all players under the age of 18. Rule goes into effect in August. That comes 3 months after American Adam Johnson died when he took a skate blade to the neck. More details at SRNNews.com.